Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes she's here, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the ass, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Everybody for being here. Thank you for having coffee with me. I love every one of you. I send my love and light and peace and happiness and namaste, nastami, namaste, however you say it, to everybody. And I'll tell you why I just said that. Anyway, you're listening to Bonnie Albers On Air, and I am Bonnie Albers. I am metaphysical. I am a psychic, intuitive spirit medium. I love spirit. I rock it in any way I can. And actually, spirit tells me which way to rock it. So I love doing what I'm doing, especially talking, teaching, if that's what I'm doing, and actually helping with any messages that I can bring. I am also an RN. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and I do specialize when I do my counseling in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and anything life has to offer you, we can solve, we can help, we can try to work out, and I do it intuitively. So not only are you getting me as a life coach, but you're getting intuitive life coaching. You can reach me. I have a new website. Oh, this is only my fourth. So it is Bonnie Albers, www.bonniealbersonair.com. You can hear my latest shows if you go into the blog. It'll give you my hours and also the latest radio show playing. So if you want to hear it again, you don't want to go into Blog Talk, go to my web page. I am also right now trying to put a PayPal button on, but it's not easy. So everyone just hold on because it'll be there soon. You also can contact me through there. I have a Skype. I am on Skype. I do readings and intuitive counseling on Skype. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And I am also in LinkedIn. I can't keep up with it all, so once in a while you won't see me on, or you just see my radio shows playing, but I do try to check it. So if you want to leave me messages there, especially Facebook, you go right ahead. And if it's Skype, you're going to have to email me first so I can add you. And that my email is also on my website, but it is balbers714@aol.com. Anyway, everyone, how was your weekend? I hope it was filled with love, joy, peace, and happiness. We have, because today we're starting with gangbusters for this week's shows, and I do want to go over them because we have, I want to tell you, everyone that comes on my show, my regular peeps and my guests are all special to me. So I get really excited about bringing them to you. So don't think I get excited about one more than the other. It's just that when we have a new peep on, I get so crazy because I'm so excited to showcase them. But don't make any mistake about it. All the people that are with me that come on a more than one time basis or that come many times, I am supercharged about bringing them to you. So today you have me, and oh my goodness, spirit hit me with what I have to bring you. But I want to go into tomorrow. Tomorrow is so cool. Tomorrow is Jerry Humphreys. You know Jerry. He was here last week. He did me a favor. I wanted to put him on twice because I am leaving the first part of March, which we'll talk about in a minute. So I wanted Jerry to bring the messages to you. He is, and you heard him. He reminds me of Dumbledore. He doesn't, I don't think, love me to say that, and I don't know why, but he is super, super. If you can feel his energy, he's a super teacher. He's a very old soul. He brings a lot of wisdom to you, and he brings it in many ways. Jerry is a clairvoyant medium, a universal healer. He is one of the mediums to the stars. He gives readings through his guides, which are Indian animal totems. He does pet communication work. He does mediumship. He's an intuitive. He uses tarot. He is also by trade and I love this because this is what we're going to get into next. He is also a hypnotherapist, and he does real communication with you about your past lives, but he also, and this is why I'm stuttering, he does a lot of healing, and he's also a Reiki master at the highest level. He sends Reiki healing. I've known friends I've sent to him who didn't believe in Reiki, and I mean they are really getting a lot of help. So Jerry does all that. And he also is the CEO of the magazine I wrote for, because now I'm a columnist. I keep forgetting. The magazine is www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. It's a free magazine. It is unbelievably talented. People write for it. I've told a lot of people to please get a hold of Jerry. I don't know why, but I love this. Jerry puts me on the front page. So, I mean, I'm just so honored and blessed. I have an Ask Bonnie column. And let me tell you, the questions, he gives me three questions from you all, and please send in your questions. These three questions this quarter, they were not easy. And, you know, there's, I want everybody to know, and anybody writing in there's a difference between speaking to somebody and writing. And so it's not that it's vaguer, but there's things I can't put in writing that I want to say. So please go to the column, because these three questions, I know that when I do get questions from the last magazine, a lot of people have these issues. So not only am I addressing the people writing them, but I try to address the public at large, because I know that these issues and situations are common thread throughout life. So please go and read it. It's Ask Bonnie, and I am on the front page until he puts me in the back page, which I hope never happens. But anyway, Jerry will be here with you tomorrow, and we'll just discuss a few things. I think we're going to go into past lives and phobias. So that'll be the first part of our show, and then he is going to take callers. I mean, please, if you didn't get in last week, call. He is fabulous, phenomenal, and he will give you answers to whatever questions you might have. And I will also be with him. So Jerry and I will be working. We will be working together as always. Then Wednesday, I've got a new special guest. After Ron Cole, he's our astrologist. He's going to tell you what's in the skies. And there's a lot going on, as you heard last Wednesday. We'll be continuing those conversations about Neptune and Pluto and them separating in March, and about what stars and planets are being affected. But we have a new spirit medium from the UK. He's been around since he's 5. He's also a paranormal investigator. He has done, if you go into the UK's magazine, The Star, you can see him. His name is Grant Collier, and you can actually go to his web page before you actually come on Wednesday. I'm just giving you a sneak peek of him on Wednesday. He's coming back when I get back in March for a 2-hour show. But he has clients such as One Direction, which is a group, and a really talented and very, very big business head, Simon Cowell. He's done investigations for him, and I gave him a reading, and I really feel that this year he's going to be reading for a big case in Scotland Yard. Anyway, what I love about Grant, and he will be here for you, is that he also uses his paranormal equipment to show you, if you were on Skype for a reading with him, where the spirit is, how strong the spirit is. And he uses his paranormal equipment for his readings. And it was so cool when I saw all this. So I really like him. He's going to be here for you. I love his accent. So please be there early on Wednesday at 2:00. So you've got a lot of UK people coming in. They want to talk to you. They love us. They love the US people. They love to read for us. And that's why I bring them to you. It's just something different. As well as Australia. I've got people from Australia also coming. So again, Jerry Humphries is coming Tuesday. Ron Cole and Grant Collier is coming on Wednesday. You've got to check out Grant. Go to his website, because it's pretty interesting. On Thursday, you know, we have the mom and daughter duo, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. They are not going to Wednesday until I get back in March, but they will be here with you on this Thursday. And then, by popular demand, I've got the psychic surgeon coming back, Peter Langhorne. He has been here on this show. I think he talked to 3 people, because he can't. Sometimes he gets worn out. He channels the surgeon, Sir Reginald, and I can tell you, Candy will in chat tell you what he did for her. So please get in early if there's something you want the psychic surgeon to see, and I'm bringing him back on the 26th at 2:00. And then you know you're going to end the week with me Friday. Mimi, and what is it? Wrap up your week with me. So I love that, and we will wrap up the week. I am going away March 4th through the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, something to that effect. And I am going to try to put on shows that were really popular that you all really liked. So please, if you're going to tune in, maybe you missed these shows, I am going to hope it works because I've never done this before. And when I come back, I will be posting it on Facebook. I'm going to New York. I'm going to meet with my daughter. I'm going to meet with a few people in New York, friends that I haven't seen in a while, and I have a friend that's not well, so I will be hopefully traveling. And I'm going to surprise you because if I stay in New York or the North long, then I will be doing my shows from there. So expect me back around the 9th or 10th, and you'll know it because I'll be posting it in Facebook. So I hope everybody misses me as much as I will miss all of you. I think there's only four or five shows I'm actually missing. But I do miss spending my time with you. And that's what really rocks my world, is being here, being able to help anybody I can, talking, chatting. I mean, I listened to a show this week. It was on, I don't know what we were listening to. It was AM or was it NPR? But the people, they were just talking, and I thought we as a group are much more interesting. The metaphysical group is so cool and interesting. I just was like, really? So I'm hoping I get to do that on a bigger scale someday too. And that's what my dreams, hopes, and wishes are. But I want to be with all of you. So that's why I would take all of you with me, hopefully, to whatever my new endeavor will be. But I will always do this or better. So please, I love you. I hope that you subscribe to Blog Talk, my show. If you're new, please like me on Blog Talk and let's get this party started. So today I am going to talk about, Spirit's been hitting me on the head about these chakras. I am trying to wrap it up, but they're not letting me right now. So I'm going to go in really quick, read the seven chakras that are how to clear them, what they have, what stones and angels possibly rock with them. I'm going to leave that to the angels, to Candy, maybe next week. So I am going to wrap this up, and we're going to go straight into past lives. I mean, I don't know why, but I've got a pull to these past lives. One is because we do a lot of astrology on this show on Wednesday, and you can see your past, future, and present life in your chart, in your birth chart, in your north and south node. So that has always thrilled me. And, of course, being a nurse, I look at phobias and frights, and that they think that rocks from your past lives and experiences that you had. So to me, it's so fascinating. It's amazing. So before I get to the phone lines, I am going to go real quick through the chakras, and I am actually going to save past lives for when I get back. I've got so much downloaded information Spirit led me to that this is going to be something you and I will be talking about on Mondays and Fridays for a long time. Anyway, I'm going to go through the root chakra. The root chakra is your red chakra. It represents your survival issues, your financial independence, your money and food. It rocks the color red, and it also helps ground you to the earth. In fact, I had a friend read for me this week. She channeled Mother Gaia, and they told me that I needed to be more grounded because I'm not always on this earth plane, and I know that. So one of the things that they said to do, and I'm passing this on to you, is get your feet or your bottom onto the ground in sand, commune with the earth. I asked if I could hug a tree, and they said that wasn't good enough. So they said you need about 15 or 20 minutes sitting on the ground if you're not grounded. If you don't have a problem with your root chakra, then this one isn't for you. But it rocks the color red. So I love that because I can't wear red, but I'm really interested in the color red. Your second chakra, and you know, your survival issues. I mean, think about it. When you need your financial independence, money and food, that's all basic. If you don't have independence, money and food, one is you don't survive. So I love this root chakra. I always was told that if you take your root chakra and you visualize red spinning with a big anchor going, the red color going down your legs, and anchor yourself into the center of the earth, think of the core of the earth, put your color red right there and then bring it up, that you are attached to the earth. But I guess I did not do enough to be attached to the earth. The second chakra is your sacral chakra. It's the way, the ability to accept others and new experiences. This is a really important chakra. It rocks the color orange. I love orange. Just think, my colors when I grew up were yellow, orange, and green. That must tell you something. So it sits in the lower abdomen. It sits 2 inches below and 2 inches in from the navel. It's your emotional issues, your sense of abundance, well-being, pleasure, and sexuality. I love this because when you're feeling happy, that it rocks a lot of chakras. But the sacral chakra is how you relate to others in a sexual way, in a pleasurable way, your well-being, are you happy, are you adjusted, and I love this chakra. The third chakra is your solar plexus chakra. I always call it your intuitive, your other intuitive chakra, although they're all intuitive, because it's about your self-worth, your self-confidence, and your self-esteem. It is your abdomen and stomach area. You know, you have a lot of people say, oh, I was thinking of I'm going to work or I'm doing something and, oh, I've got this gnawing ache in my stomach. I just don't want to go. And then they go and things don't work out. We call it your intuition, where your intuition actually lies and ends up is in your stomach. So you can really understand if you listen to your inner voice, if you listen to your intuitive self, your psychic self, you're going to feel it gut level. And this is your solar plexus chakra. It's all about you, your self-worth again, your self-confidence, which so many people have to work on in this lifetime, and your self-esteem. Hold your head up high. Be self-confident. Know that you make a difference in this world, and you will really rock your solar plexus chakra and listen to it because it will not steer you wrong. And if it does, there's a reason. I say it's our brain that steers us wrong, and that is the color yellow. We're going back in now to the heart chakra. This is my chakra. I love this chakra. It has the color green associated with it, but I always feel it's the watermelon stone. I think it's a watermelon quartz, which starts out red and then goes to like pink and then goes to a solid green. So green is the color of your heart chakra from the chakra realm. But of course, we look at our heart with red and pink around it. So I love this stone. It's called the watermelon quartz. And everything in your heart is love, joy, and inner peace. It's the center of your chest just above your heart. And what more do I have to say? But if you don't have this chakra open, love, joy, and inner peace does not shine through. So we need to keep this heart chakra open. And a lot of people are closed off. They close off from hurt. They close off from fear. They close off from not understanding others. And really, we just need to understand ourselves. Once we understand that everything starts with us, including love, that heart chakra, even if it gets hurt, it gets bruised, it gets knocked around, it won't close because we know that these are lessons that we need to learn here in Earth School. So the next chakra is the throat chakra. Ah, well, you know I love that one. That is the color of indigo. Well, a blue. It's a beautiful, beautiful, bright blue. Indigo's next. Anyway, it is about communication, self-expression of feelings, and the truth. So if you're not living the truth, and we all, to an extent, don't live just for ourselves. We live for others. We love for our pets, for our passions, and our hobbies. But if we don't live basically in our truth, this is the color chakra blue, the communication to others, the communication for ourselves, the communication of our expressions and feelings don't come out. And then we repress it. And with repression comes disease. So let's get that chakra rocking. I love it because I talk all the time. I tell everybody what I feel, everybody what I see, think. And sometimes I do it in love and light, but sometimes I have to re-explain myself. I've learned with the years that have gone by how to really communicate effectively, and that's what everybody with this chakra that has it closed off needs to learn to do. Your third eye chakra is next. I love that chakra. That's the indigo color. It's located between the eyes. It's also called the brow chakra. It's intuition, imagination, wisdom, ability to think and make decisions. Oh my goodness, if we only rock that third eye. That third eye will help us move along and know what we need to do. It'll answer our questions for us. It'll help guide us to our journey this lifetime. It shows us where the soul needs to go if we just would listen. So rock that third eye. I love it. That's where spirit lies. And that's why I love my third eye. The crown chakra is next. That's your highest chakra of the seven. It represents the ability to fully connect to spirituality. Yay! Open that chakra, because that allows spirit to flow right in. It is associated with the color purple. You know, you have the color purple that rocks with Saint Germain. It rocks with Metatron. It rocks with Michael. Even though Michael's blue, it turns to purple. You've got all your higher ascended masters rocking that color purple. So open it up. Be happy. It's your inner and outer beauty, our connection to spirituality and pure bliss. We all know that when we're connected, we're in our source, and that, even if anything isn't right in our life, that is pure bliss. So now let me show you how to connect with your chakras. I know that Candy put up the chakra music, and so you can listen to Clearing Your Chakras in YouTube. That you can just type in, and I don't know if Candy still has the link, but the link is about clearing your chakras. Your chakras are all attached to notes. I love that, because notes are what makes music. So take a look. I'm not going to read them again, but chakras, you can listen and clear and attune your chakras by listening to the chakra clearing music. And my way is I get into the shower and I do what is called a rainbow shower. So I think of a rainbow above my head as the water is coming down on me. I think of every spectrum, from the indigo, from the violet to light blue to green, light green, all the colors of the rainbow. And I wash it all down over me. And then it goes in all the negative and any clearing goes down the drain. So if you can do that when you get in the shower, just rock your chakras, see them spinning as the water comes down, and then you're done. You've cleared them for the day. So now that I'm done with chakras. Yay! Spirit just told me I'm done. So I hope everybody who needed to hear those chakras again got the message. And we are going to go straight over. And next week or the week after, Candy's going to go through the archangels and what their colors mean again and how they correlate with the seven chakras. So you can look it up, you can hear it here, but we love you and we love those chakras. So now I'm going to go on to past lives. And oh my goodness gracious, guys, first I'm going to take a caller, but I am going to tell you right now that it has not been easy. They have got me up, and I'm not really an organizer. I'm like a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants kind of girl. And they have had me looking up all kinds of things on past lives, even though I know them. Or I always say I know them to the umpth, but I don't. So what they've done is they've reminded me, hey, Bonnie, we want you to go over these. So let me go to the callers first, and then we're going to go into past lives. So 951, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Good morning.
Hi. Who am I speaking to today?
Hi, it's Rose. I was listening, and you are an RN?
Yes, I am. I used to say, I got to tell you, Rose, I used to say that I was an RN first. I'm an RN, an LNC, a CLIOC, a life coach, but what I really rock is being a spirit medium. Well, spirit said, is that how you want your career to go? And I'm like, no. And they said, right, because now in the second half of your career, you're a psychic spirit medium. And then you put RN. So, yes, I am an RN. I've rocked that for a long time. So aren't you the one that was going to nursing school or want to?
That's my sister. She's actually in, she got accepted into an RN program. She's doing really well.
Tell her congratulations. Yeah. That's the highest form of helping, or one of the highest forms of helping. And certainly every form of helping is the highest form when you're looking at helping the public. So what is going on with you, Rose?
I've been dealing with a pain in my neck. I don't know if it's like a concussion or something, where it's kind of embarrassing how I hurt my neck, but it's been hurting for a while, and I don't know if it pulls down from like my near the base of my neck and down towards my left, and I don't know whether I should just go get it checked out, or is it emotional?
Okay, well, Rose, I'm going to ask you a question because I already see it. But we do have, you know, we it's so funny you're calling, but we have a psychic surgeon on Wednesday at 2 that will tell you, he will work on that for you. I can tell you what it is, but he can actually work on it for you. You can ask Candy.
I wish I could be on Wednesday at 2, but I'm probably going to be working then.
Well, I'm sorry, Rose. I'm going to see about bringing him in the morning. He'll come any time. I try to get, especially psychic surgery, I like to switch him time-wise because, but anyway, Peter's wonderful, and you can see him, Peter Langhorne, psychicsurgeon.com. So you can take a look at him and see what he does. But let me ask a question. How long have you had this pain? Because I see it.
It's been a week.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me tell you. How did you pulled something? Because I can see it. I don't know what you did, but you pulled a muscle in your neck. I am going to tell you that I'm not a physician, and so I can't make diagnoses. As a nurse, I can tell you and an intuitive what I feel. But I am going to tell you here, and I want you to know this is not in lieu of you getting it checked out if it gets worse or you feel you need to go to a doctor. But I feel like you pulled a muscle. I think it's going to take a while to heal because muscles do in your neck. I would like you to, I'm not making a diagnosis, but you can use a muscle relaxer, which you can leave a leave. It's not going to work right away. It'll take about two to three doses of a leave to start, and you can either put ice or heat on your neck. But I think you're going to have it for, it'll subside. If it's getting better, it'll subside. But with muscle strain, especially in the neck, hopefully within a week or two, I feel like 4 to 5 days from now, if you do what I'm telling you, you'll feel a marked difference. If you don't, you really should see a doctor. But do you turn your neck? Have you tried turning your neck to the side that you strained it on?
Not very much because it hurts.
Okay, what you need to do, because you don't want it to get stiff, I'm not sure what you did, but if you didn't fall, I don't feel like you fell, I don't think you got your neck caught in anything, or I'd tell you you need an x-ray before you actually do these. If it's just strained, which means that you wrenched it or you turned wrong or you had, sometimes if you have your fan on your neck, you wake up with a stiff neck. What I would like you to do is put some heat on it and then ice, and then little by little turn it and turn it and turn it. Each, maybe every hour, try turning it just a little bit more. Within 4 days, if it is a strain, it'll be completely clear. You might still feel it, but it'll be much, 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 much better within the next 2 to 4 days. If it isn't, you need to go see a physician.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, Rose, unless you want to tell us what you did, but I have a feeling you don't.
No.
Okay, well, honey, let me just tell you. I want to tell you what Spirit's saying. Be careful what you do because you don't know what the consequences are. So, and they're kind of laughing. So I already can probably see that you were having some fun there. And I tell you, just be careful next time, okay?
Yeah, definitely. Learned my lesson.
Well, good. I'm so glad. What are you doing? Did you have a good weekend, Rose?
Yeah, it was pretty, it was okay. I took my kids to a birthday party, so a kid birthday party. They had fun.
Oh, that's so nice. And do you have anything planned for this week coming up?
Yeah, I think kind of getting better, I guess, this week and sorting out my chakras and doing some of that clearing.
You know what's so weird is I've been drawn to talk about past lives, so that'll be really interesting. I'm going to get into that in just a minute, but you know, a lot of fears, phobias, which you're not talking about, but and different things come from our past. Ah, you do. Dreams, nightmares, they all bring parts of your past back. So I hope that you enjoy the next part. I'm going to talk to a few more people, and then I'm going to start on past lives. But I hope you have a fabulous week. Remember that I'm not a doctor. I'm only a nurse, which is not only, but I cannot diagnose. So if you feel that you have fallen, you've had a concussion, or you did anything that you were knocked out on, then you know you need to go see the doctor. If not, do what I said and call your doctor in 2 to 4 days if it's not better. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. And tell your sister we love nurses. Hi, everyone. Again, I just love, I've got to tell you, I have an affinity and a love for anybody in the medical profession. I've lived it for so long. It's really self-sacrificing in a lot of areas. And right now, the paperwork is just so much that a lot of people have backed away, or that been nurses are now going into other fields because of all this paperwork. So all I can say is I have such utmost respect for teachers, physicians, nurses, all healthcare workers, and policemen and firemen, because they do work with the public, and not always do they see the rewards right away, nor do they get their accolades. So again, I love all of you, and I wish you the best. I also love being a psychic, intuitive spirit medium, so thank goodness I had that chance. We're going to talk to Candy for just a second. Hi, Candy.
Good morning, Bonnie and everybody. How are you?
I am so happy to have you on. You know, I just love having you. I know you come and help me, and you actually are so good for our show. And I want everybody to know this is Candy. She rocks with the angels, everyone. So you have, before I get into past lives, Candy, do you have a message for us from any angel, or do you have anything that you would like to bring with us to the show today?
Well, let me see what they have to say today. I'm being directed to my little handy book by Doreen Virtue, and this page popped open, and the angels are saying, keep prayer and spirituality at the center of your consciousness and avoid focusing on the material aspect of life, especially money.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. I did not need that today. No, I'm only kidding. But a lot of us are focused on a little bit of money. But thank you, Candy. That is so super cool. And do you know what angel rocks with that? Do they have the picture of the angel on that card? Or
no, but I'm feeling, today I'm really feeling Archangel Ariel around everybody.
Oh, I love that. You know what's so funny? I have him right in my hands. So I know you're our angel girl, but I'm going to read what I have here because that is so funny. Ariel's name, you know, means lion or lioness of God, and his aura is a pale shade of pink. You know, you always say that you see pink around me.
Yes, I do. I see pink and white around you a lot.
Isn't that crazy? And it says, if you wear or hold a pink cord crystal, your heart will open further to Ariel's magnificent love. Ask him for whatever you need, and he'll guide you accordingly. Call upon him to heal and help wild animals and the environment. Is that crazy, Candy? Because you know
crazy.
What I do. That's so crazy because you know that I help, you know, and I never told anybody this for, I think last month that was the first time that when I see, you know, a injured or hurt or dead animal on the side of the road that I have to cross it over. It's something heartbreaking for me. I don't bring it up often because I often have such feelings. I can feel the animal and I have to tell them I see them and to please go home. And the greatest thing is they look right at me they turn their back on me and run right into the white light. So I am really happy.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, I'm really happy, but I don't like doing it. I do love crossing them over, but I wish I didn't have to. So can you believe this is, and you always think that pink light around me. So here we go.
Yes.
Since he is very involved with healing and protecting nature, it is no surprise that he oversees the spirits. It says sprites, but I can't imagine the sprites, the natural angels associated with water. And I'm a water baby.
Oh, yes. A sprite actually works with the water. Yes, I understand what a sprite is. I can understand that.
So is that crazy? So I know why you see pink and white around me. But thank you. Is that crazy that you brought Ariel through? So maybe there's someone else out there listening that needs Ariel.
Actually, my little angel that I wore, right? My little pink quartz angel.
Yes.
Somebody has been moving her today. I put her in one spot, and I look back over, and she's in a different spot. So. Wow.
That is a confirmation of what you needed to talk about today. Because I feel like what's so funny is I would say that I feel like one of your human, disincarnate spirit has done that, but I don't feel that way. I feel it was an angel. Mm-hmm. So I know the angels were prompting you. Maybe they knew that you were going to get on the radio and talk about it. And pink, I mean, come on. There you go. Pink is associated with Ariel, which is something you were talking about this morning. So I wonder, Candy, for you giving it to all of us, but actually in your own life, what that'll mean for you. And you're very involved with pets. So I love that. And I thank you, for bringing that through because, people think that love, and this is why I love talking about pets and I do have to tell you, this is really crazy, and I think you know that about me, but all the pets told me not to have any more pets. All my disincarnate pets have told me to stop buying pets because I love them to death, and that's really horrible. I've stopped doing that and getting pets, but I have my dog, Chili. Actually, it's not my dog. It's Arthur's dog, but she kind of adopted me as her dog, I guess.
Yes.
Chili. But I have been told that Brandy, the dog that was before her, jumps into her, and they were the same exact size, color, and only he was a boy and Chili is a girl. But Chili looks like a boy. We always say she looks like Barbara Bush. But anyway, I do think I try so hard to love them. All of our family does, but we don't read about it. And this is why I want to bring this up. If any of you have pets, don't be like me. I would get them. I'd feel bad for them. I bring them in. My kids always wanted them and loved them, but I never read about them. And pets take a certain type of environment, a certain type of care. And I just thought if you loved pets, that they would love you back, and that's all you have to do. But that was not true in life. I've gone through many pets that have not made it, and that won't happen ever again because I'm not going to have any more pets. So where I cross them over and say goodbye, that's what I'll be doing. And Chili is with me for as long as she's with me on this earth plane. And then I am not planning. I will love everybody else's pet, but I won't have another one of mine. I'm just not able to do that. And I feel too bad, because what I want is I want a little deer. I want a little pig. I want a giraffe. I want a zebra. And they're not allowed to be in my neighborhood. Did you know that?
Well, I wonder why.
I don't know. Because why can't I put it in my fence?
Well,
I don't get
it.
I know.
I actually would have more kitty cats and more puppies if Earl would let me, but he said we have enough.
Yes. I mean, you can only take care of, I think the pets
so
that
many.
Need you, yeah, or came down and contracted you come for you. Your responsibility then is to know how to care for them. So, my daughter, in fact, was talking today that she misses having an animal in her life, and she's in New York. So when she moves in the summer, she's a cat girl. So she'll be sure, I'm sure, in the next move that she makes that, You know, my big thing is she won't be home a lot, and I think that's cruel to pets sometimes. But I really believe that if you can save a pet from, you know, disaster, meaning that they're going to not be here on this earth, like in the Humane Society, or find them out on the street, that anything is better. They will appreciate any, even if it's only an hour of your time, as long as you give them a warm place, you take care of them and feed them. So that's what we'll probably do for Lauren. What do you think?
I've seen a little white kitty around her, like a white and orange one.
That's exactly, you know, oh gosh. You know what, Candy, you are so good. This summer she asked if she could have, she wanted a white and an orange cat. So I went to, it's really crazy. I went to PetSmart just to get food, and there were four white and orange kitty cats. But I couldn't get them for her. She was just moving to New York. We didn't know what the situation would be. Thank goodness I didn't bring a pet into the home that she's in now. And I would know that when we go looking for an animal next, probably in September, that that is exactly what's going to come home with her. She finds, or we go to the pet, you know, to the Humane Society. So
it's just waiting for her. It's a fluffy little thing.
Yeah. Do you know where she's going to find it? Do you think she's going to find it? Or do you think I have to go buy it? Or do you think I'll find it in like a PetSmart or something? Or she'll adopt it?
It's more kind of like a little rescue kitty cat.
You mean out in the ground?
No, not that kind. Like maybe the SPCA or something like that.
Okay. Because I love, you know, I love that when they go into the pet centers like PetSmart and Pet, there's other pet places, they bring the cats there that they want adopted. So, and we'll certainly go look for that, because I think there's just too many pets out right now, especially in New York. You don't want to get it from a breeder because we're only then populating what we want and not taking care of the ones that are already here. So, So I'm excited. That's so cool. So, Candy, we have a great week, and you know you're part and an intricate part of this show. So I am going to start with Past Lives. So I'm going to just tell you thank you, unless you want to share something with everybody out there before we go into Past. Or you know what? I keep saying we're going to go into Past Lives, but we only have 12 minutes left. So I think I'm going to save the Past Lives, I think, for Friday, because it's so involved. But don't you love Past Lives? Well, we can start talking.
Yes, I love it. I mean, finding out what you did before kind of correlates with what you're doing now. I found a lot, you know, a lot of my past lives correlate with what I'm doing now in the situations that I'm in, too.
Well, you know what, Candy, this is so cool. But Ron, if you have gotten a chart done or through anybody, you look for your north and south node. This is what I love about astrology, even though I can't do it. And you know what? You think I'd have Ron on. I have Ron on every Wednesday for, I think he's been on for maybe a year. I don't know if he's been about a year. And I still don't understand it, but I love talking about it.
I love listening to Ron. He's a fountain of knowledge. But it's just like, oh, this is a different realm than what I'm used to.
Yes. And you know what? I just wait for spirit to bring it into me. So, like, you know, they always show me the first and second house. The first house is of ourself, and the second house is of others and what we do. So I'm always more concerned with the first house, and I don't think I even have anything in it. So who knows? But what's cool is this. I think I always say I rock Aries in the first house, not because I'm always such a, like, go-getter. But I don't think I really have anything in that first house. I'll have to check it again. But the cool news about your north and your south node is your south node is what you've already been, that you already are comfortable with. And your north node, if I'm not mistaken, is what you reach for in this life. So the south node tells a lot about your past lives and what you've already done and accomplished. And your north node tells you what you're here to accomplish. So isn't that cool?
Yes.
And, you know, I've got to tell you, especially when you can see somebody's past, you know, I can feel people's aura. So looking at what, and I know that they're here now, I know what you're here now to do. You're here to enlighten, to lift the energies of peace, love, happiness, and security. But you also are working on some of that yourself. So
yes.
I see with your past life, and I'm using you as an example since I have you on the phone, is you were such a help in another life. I feel like you were a nurse. You were on the field, a battlefield, plagues. I can see them around you, and mm-hmm. you couldn't help enough people that you were going from person to person to person. You just didn't understand. You were asking for help, but help wasn't coming. And I feel that you did the best you could with what you had until you couldn't do anymore. So you were really, when you came back, you're going to help in a different way where you actually don't have to see that pain and suffering. I see you walking okay. and wandering. I feel like you... this is back. So it isn't even in your lives, your recent couple lives. I feel like it's back with the plagues, and I feel mm-hmm. like you gave so much help and so many. You were asking the angels. I see you begging the angels to help you with the work that you had to do. Yet the work that you had to do was endless. So I feel like they put you there to learn. About sorrow and pain and grief, and in this life and future lives that you had, you are now able to help and see that you don't have to do that anymore, that you're going to mm-hmm. help with the angels as an angel advocate and an angel speak to help in love and light. And that you will, even if you touch one person's soul in this lifetime, rocking the angels, that you will feel that you've accomplished what you actually came here for. But I see you writing. I see columns coming. I see developing something for you. And I think it's coming very quickly in the next couple years for you. And I feel like okay. you'll be teaching, and I think I told you, you'll be teaching a course. And I think... you're going to have something in, it's really weird because I see that maybe you're going to have your own angel cards, that it might not be for the public, but you'll make your own angel symbols, and whether you publish them or you don't, they will be your symbols for your cards. Because I feel like you think that the cards are already out there, but there's something that you need to put into your cards. That okay. the angels are going to want you to have. So I hope okay. that, you know, that's part of your life on this earth plane now. And I love that. So mm-hmm.
You know, I've come over a lot of sorrow, pain, and grief, and I've overcome it, and I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why, you know, me to see your past life, I see it every day because we talk. But I'm mm-hmm. trying to go back far enough that mm-hmm. I can see, because you've been, let me tell you, the angels have put you on this earth plane many times to mm-hmm. learn many things from your reincarnated body and to take it back with you so that the angels understand it more from a reincarnated point of view, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. I am going to go. I love you, Candy. I'm going to go to
love
the next
one. Thank you.
Love you, love you. And you
love
know
you
what?
Blessings.
And Ariel is with everybody because he is certainly in your home today. So I love that you brought him through for me too. So thank you for sharing.
mm-hmm.
All right. I am going to answer one call. We have 6 minutes, so I'm going to make it brief. But 609, you are on with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
Susan.
I love how you sound on the air. So you have a really forceful voice, which means that I know you have a question for me that you've been contemplating. So what is going on with you, and who are you?
My name's Susan. I'm from New Jersey. I don't know if I can get it all out in 6 minutes, well, 5 minutes, but I'll try. living with stage 4 breast cancer, it is what it is, you know, dealing with depression and seeing a doctor for all that. So,
okay, can I ask you stop right there? Because I want to ask you a question. Stage 4, I've known, because being I'm a nurse, and my mother had breast cancer, and I just had surgery in November for a tumor. Well, it's for cells that they saw, but it was, you know, just that I'm carrying the cancer gene, which I already knew. So let me ask you a question. Okay, I have known many women, the dear Lord, who have had stage 4 breast cancer and are still living today because of the miracles that they have in medicine and in faith. So what have you done, and what is your diagnosis, or do you not want to speak about it here?
No, it's fine. I mean, originally diagnosed November 2012 with stage 2. I didn't do surgery. I didn't do what was recommended. You know, there's so much information on the internet, you know, claiming, okay, you heal your cancer naturally, blah, 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 whatever. You know, I'm a Reiki healer. So, you know, I was open to it, and I got scared. The surgery scared me. And so I tried raw foods and supplements and all different things for a couple months. And then I got scared again because I wasn't working with anybody. And I thought, oh, maybe that's just not enough. I just don't know. You get a lot of opinions. So then May 2013, and I met with another surgeon, and he just wanted to do the surgery without looking at the prior scans and rescanning me, and went back to the original surgeon. But then by that time, after the scans and everything, it progressed enough that they couldn't do surgery. So in May 2013, I was early stage 4. Now, I haven't been, you know, restaged since then. I am getting Herceptin. I don't know if you know about that. It's an infusion, and I'm getting a injection, and so I am getting treatment. I'm supposed to go on a chemo pill. That's the next step. So, you know, not really happy about it, but I do like my oncologist, and, you know, I guess I'm hopeful. As for my living situation is a problem too. I mean, as for that, you know, I've been struggling with depression, but I decided to get medication because I want to live with a clear mind instead of, you know, not doing anything. So, you know, you have to do what you have to do. You know, I've been on pills in the past, rather not, you know, but supplements take a while. And so, you know, as for my living situation, I live with my boyfriend, his mother, she's elderly, and his 15-year-old daughter lives here, and there's financial problems, and I'm on SSI because, you know, I haven't worked a regular job in a while. So there's not a lot of money. They're talking about moving to Florida. Right now it's just talk. I don't know if I should just move back home with my mother. I have pets. You know, it's not easy. It's not how I'd like it to be, but.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask your age?
I'm 45.
Okay. You know, what I'm hearing is that stress, you know, you do know that stress plays a big part in all of our disease situations. I'm an east-west kind of girl, so I have 90 seconds, but I will stay on with you. So, and I do want to tell, I do have a client that I am going to have to meet with. So I would ask you if you will call me back on Friday morning at 9:00 and I will take you first. But I'm an east-west kind of girl. So to me, I have seen too much. I believe in surgery. My husband's a surgeon. I also believe in spirit. I'm a psychic spirit medium. I love my Reiki healers, but we always met first. Anything that I can tell you is, spirit is telling me, and this is in 56 seconds, and then I'd like to talk to you on Friday, is that in order for you to even heal your mind versus your body, and your body needs healing, is for you to get in an unstressful environment. And I feel like where you are is not helping. So if you can move, and I don't know what your situation at home with your mom is, and I feel like that's not a great situation either, but I feel like it might be a better situation for you to help you heal. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't think you should be worried about anybody, nobody. You've got to come out. It's like a phoenix rising. You need to come out of the ashes and up into the light. And in order for you to do that, you must get out of this situation and move into a less stressful environment. So will you call me on Friday?
I'll try. There's no guarantees.
Okay, I'm off air, and the person who is on in my chat room, hopefully she's hearing this, I won't be about 5 minutes late. So let me explain to you something. I always believe in hope. There's never to me, and you live every minute like you're living. This is how I feel about anything in life. You live every minute like you are not going to live the next one. And so that means that when you are depressed, and I understand, if you are down, I understand. And if your body's failing, I understand. But you get yourself up. I don't care what you have to do. But if you took your last breath today, that you knew you took your last breath, and spirit knows you take your last breath in trying happiness, joy, and love. And for that, I feel like you'll have peace. Whether you, whatever your diagnosis will be next, you've got to understand that every day counts for you. You are here and you wrote this in your journey, which you say, oh, how could I write this? But there's lessons to learn. Your soul needed something, and your soul needs right now to fight back. And it needs to be in a place where you can think and you don't have other issues coming up, because I feel like in where you are right now, there are too many issues every minute for you to think about. In fact, I feel like the reason you haven't really worked on yourself is because you have other issues with others. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So if that, and I truly mean this, and my heart and my help goes out to you, if you can call. We have a psychic surgeon. He will only take a few patients or clients on Wednesday, but you can be on with Sir Reginald and see what he says. But I am going to tell you that nothing short of a miracle, and I believe in miracles, of you getting into the right environment, seeing the right people, and doing the right thing for your body. Like, I feel like you just want to give up, and that's not where I want you. Don't do it. Because every breath is worth fighting for. If I could have had 1 minute more with my father or my mother in this lifetime, I would have loved to have 60 seconds more with them. And so that's what I want you to feel like. I want you to feel like being on this earth for you, you're not ready to leave yet. And when you are ready, you're not going to go kicking and screaming, but you're going to go out with a gusto. And that's what I want you to think about. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Then get on it. And I do have to get off. If you will call me Friday, we'll continue. See, this is so important, and nobody, you know, I don't have you on the air. You're actually in, it'll be on the archive, so you can listen to it. But I do believe in East-West medicine, so you're never going to hear me say that you shouldn't do chemo, that you shouldn't do this, that you shouldn't do that, because I do believe in a mixture, and I believe that that works. And if a miracle is going to work, and I believe miracles happen every day of this life, you've got to help yourself perform a miracle. And that means get on a regime, get the doctors on board. I don't care if you don't like what they're going to do. Weigh it and see what else you can do to help in the eastern or western part, supplementing all of yourself with juicing, raw juicing. All that helps, but it doesn't help sometimes in lieu of what you've got to do western medicine. I get them mixed up, western or eastern. So please know that we don't have medicine here for nothing. We didn't develop medicine, surgery. They were developed by spirit. Spirit gave them to us. They sparked that thousands of years ago. So if you mix both Eastern and Western, you're going to have the best chance of surviving and making miracles happen for you. You, one, have to change your mindset. Two, you've got to get on a regime. And three, you've got to get out of where you are. So you have free will. You have free choice. This is downloading to me. So I hope that I could help you a little bit today. But I'd really love you to call back because there's probably a lot of people in your situation that need to hear this. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Go for it, girl, and let me know some of the changes that you're coming up with because I feel like you'll make some of them.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything you want to know from me before I hang up?
You've already kind of answered. You thought I should get out of where I'm at. And, I mean, I can't afford to live on my own. That would be ideal. But
I feel like if you go home with your mom, there's issues there, but they're less issues than what you have here. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know.
And I feel. Go ahead.
No. I mean, it probably would be better, but, you know, I have my pets, and that's always, you know, she doesn't have any animals right there, but her home's actually larger than where I am staying, and I feel very confined here.
I feel like you're going to do some meditation also when you get there, and I feel like if you have a heart-to-heart talk with your mom, that this will actually work out. So I really, before you decide to move back in, I want you to, if you can, have a talk with her, meet her for coffee, go over there, and have a good heart-to-heart talk about what is going on, how you're doing, what you need to do, and about your pets. And I feel like there's going to be a great conclusion once you do that.
Yeah, well, I talk about it pretty often. I spoke to her today and, you know, of course she said, well, you can do that. But, you know, I have to do all the work. I mean, she's 79. I don't expect her
yeah.
to, you know. But, I mean, I do have a brother, but, you know.
I feel like have you told them all about your condition, correct?
Yeah, they all know. It's just pretty much kind of been dealing on it, you know, on my own. I mean, my boyfriend tries, but... and he has to look after his mother and his daughter and, you know. So
I'm hearing that once you make this decision, you'll have peace, and that's what you need. Okay?
Okay.
Let me know what you do, okay? I'm very, 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 I'm into this story right now. So, and it's not a story I want to stop. So, I feel like if I can help you in any way, I will. I think you know all this. In fact, they're telling me that you're no stranger to intuition and that you know you've been feeling this for a long time.
Yeah, I'm just trying to decide the right thing to do. I mean, I try to be helpful here, but sometimes I feel like it's not appreciated and, you know, I use my disability money to help pay, you know, the phone and the internet and the cable, you know, and
it's time for you to fly, honey. It's time for you to fly.
Okay.
Right? All right, call it, see if you can call me back on Friday. If not, make some changes and make them for yourself, not for anybody else. Not for your boyfriend, not for his mother, not for his kid. But you have to survive. And that's something I feel like you're waning and wanting to do. But you really have to. You can give up. We have 5 outs in life. And this might be one of them for you. But, or it might be your time. But I don't feel that you're fighting enough to be here. And that's what you need to do. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of feel if I move back home, then I am kind of giving up because I haven't been there in 15 years. So.
I don't think you moving home is giving up. I think moving home will give you a fighting chance because I think you'll have less problems to worry about. And I don't know why I'm saying that. So if that means that Spirit's giving it to me. I feel like you'll have to make that decision, but I don't think that you can take care of yourself in this situation you're in.
Okay.
But only you can make that choice.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to decide. Every time I talk to my boyfriend about it, of course, he puts it off and says, well, wait till spring, wait till warmer weather. I live in New Jersey. It's cold. We can still get snow. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. What you put off, you might not get back. So there's what I'm going to say. And I think the sooner you make up your mind to be determined to do something and fight, the sooner you are going to know which way you're going to go in this lifetime. If I make sense.
Yeah, it does. It's just trying to figure out what to do. So,
well, I wish you luck, and please, you know, call us on Friday. Let us know what you're doing, and anything that I do think you need to confer with your doctors. I do think that you need to make a plan. I feel like you can make a plan that will go both ways, and that's what I see working. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Have a great day. Look at life differently, because you're going to have to. Okay.
Look at life differently. All right.
Yes. Look at life differently. Look at life as I feel like I can feel your aura. It's like you're half in and half out. And I don't want you to be that way. I want you to be all in. That's what Spirit wants you to do. They want you to be all in. And for me, that means you've got to fight for what you want and for what you have. Okay? And you have life.
Do you feel the antidepressant will kind of help give me that little push that I need?
I think I love antidepressants for a short period of time. I think it gives you clarity sometimes. But if that antidepressant is going to make you worse, and you'll find that out within 3 weeks, and not help you, then you need a different one, because there's all different ones. There's a new one out now. But I totally believe in antidepressants for a while. I think I've seen it work, serotonin, especially in your condition, that, you know, you do need something to pump you up and make you look at life. It changes your brain patterns into looking in a different way. But I think you're going to have to do that yourself too. Like I said, I combine both worlds. So I believe that when you give it a try and you actually look at it like it's going to happen and work, that you're going to have a regime about what you're going to do health-wise and what you're going to do health-wise, meaning what the doctors are going to do and what you're going to do, I think that then you're going to see clarity of what's going on. I see unclarity right now.
Yeah, I'm just kind of going with things. Yeah. All right.
All right. I'm so happy you called, and start thinking, because the choice is yours.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for staying on, and I will talk to everybody.